Hello, friends and family. We're busy with Acts, and what a amazing story about the church. But I actually want to say about the Holy Spirit and the working of the Holy Spirit. We just see how God moves upon a group of people that are hungry and thirsty for Him. And as the churches are being planted, and the missionary journey of Paul and Silas and all the different guys going all across the world, spreading the gospel of Christ. And they started to move from Antioch right through. And so we get to Acts chapter 14, where there's really some of these challenging stories, because the church was a dynamic church, and Paul especially, as they were going to the more unknown areas, they encountered a lot of challenges. So in verse 1 to 8, we get to Iconium. There was, I love this part where it says, when they preached, the whole city was split in two. Isn't it amazing the effect of the gospel on a whole city? I think sometimes if we preach a watered-down gospel, we affect one or two people here, but the gospel should affect cities, transform cities. And so we go on where the Jews come and they follow up on Paul and where these guys are, and they stir up people, and they just, it's almost like a contentious, like, agitated moments where things begin to happen. And so then Paul and them move on, and then we get to this place where Barnabas and Paul, they actually, the people believe, because the healing happened, they believe that these guys are two gods. Now, if you know a bit of the history of this city, there was the story of how the gods actually came to visit, and in the form of men, and then basically when people didn't host them and weren't hospitable, the whole city was destroyed. So with this Zeus and Hermes story, it's not just an ordinary thing that happened. These guys were very super spiritual, and they had lots of different gods, and they were always looking out to how the gods would come to visit them. And that's why we see the effect of Paul and Barnabas, and how they were so courageous. And then in verse 19 to 20, we see how they got stoned. Paul specifically, and the disciples came around him. And the amazing thing is, he doesn't, after he got rose from the dead, he doesn't just go on to the next city. He actually goes back to the place where they just dragged him out of the city, because the guys were quite afraid of what the Roman justice would do, and that's why they dragged him out of the city and stoned him there. And so Paul goes straight on to confront these guys. In Romans 1 verse 18 says it so beautifully, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is the power of God unto salvation." Paul certainly was not ashamed of the gospel. It's because it's the power of God unto salvation. And so we see this courage. We see the here in Lystra how the people were again split in two. There were so many challenges, you know. You cannot be a fence sitter in the kingdom of God. You know, people are either going to love the gospel and respond to the gospel, or people are going to hate the gospel if you preach the right gospel. And so then in verse 21 to 28, and that's what I really want to focus on. I want to read it for us quickly. Verse 21, "And when they had preached the gospel to that city and made many disciples, they returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch, strengthening the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith, and saying, 'We must through many tribulations enter the kingdom of God.' So when they had appointed elders in every church and prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord in whom they had believed. And after that, they had passed through Pisidia, they came to Pamphylia." Don't call your children all these names, because I can't even pronounce it. "Now when they had preached the word in Perga, they went down to Attalia, and from there they sailed to Antioch, where they had been commended to the grace of God for the work which they had completed." So this is again this beautiful picture of these people that, you know, they weren't just made converts. They were actually disciples. It says here, they preached the gospel to that city and made many disciples. And so from the word go, Paul was clear on the cost of discipleship and the cost of being part of the kingdom of God. I think in the modern day gospel, we have so many people that just say, no, God is just here. He's just a nice God. But Paul always said, you must count the cost. And he said, many tribulations will come. But not just that they have disciples, they also, secondly, they rose up and they just invested in a real family of authority, of fellowship. So they appointed elders. They appointed people that would oversee the work of God. In the modern day gospel, there's just so many people are just running to and fro, doing church hopping. It's almost like a shopping mall, you know. But here we can see clear instruction to clear leaders that were that came into this place, and he said he was strengthening them, he appointed them, prayed with fasting, commended them to the Lord whom they had believed. So beautiful pictures of the local churches in these places. A lot of people don't like local churches anymore. They don't just say like, oh no, we're all just part of the kingdom. That's not what I see in scripture. I see clear understanding of protection, of security, of life, a family that was put into every place. And then the last part, they went back to Antioch. Paul themselves had a covering. His local church was Antioch, was a sending church, a missionary church. And we just see this dynamic picture of these apostles, the sent ones, going out into all the world and establishing churches, raising them up. I think that's also part of our call, is to raise up leaders, to reach generations, and to plant churches. All across the world, God wants us. And maybe you're just working somewhere, but don't pray and say, God, where are you going to give me a work? No, pray and say, God, where do you want to plant a church? Where do you want your kingdom to come? And you know what? God will give you a work in that place. Too many people are praying for God to bless them, but we've been made to worship God, to serve Him, to see His kingdom come. And that's so beautiful about the book of Acts, and so challenging, because hey, they were not afraid to confront even the gods of the day. Now, today it's not temples and pillars. Today we sometimes worship people, sometimes we worship ourselves. And so it is so important that we let go of those idols and say, Lord, there's a kingdom that's coming. And so let's stretch ourselves out to that kingdom. I want to pray for us for a boldness and a confidence, just like Paul had and these guys had, to just spread the word of God wherever they went, in their workplace, in their families, and to not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So, Father, thank you for a boldness as we see in the scriptures how the churches were established. In every city, Lord, cities were trembling at your word and they feared you, Lord. Some opposed, Lord, but we want to thank you, Father, that your gospel is still the same. Gospel of repentance, a gospel of the kingdom. And we want to submit to that gospel today, Lord. And we ask, let your kingdom come in our lives. We want to be co-laborers with you. We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.